The Hike for Hospice will mark its 10th anniversary on October 10th, bringing supporters of Nipissing Serenity Hospice together to raise funds for local end-of-life hospice care in North Bay. Since it began in 2016 with a fundraising walk to help raise the capital needed to build the hospice, the hike has raised more than $656,000. This year's goal is $100,000, and organizers say more than $46,000 has already been raised for Hike for Hospice is our signature fundraising event, said Gil Ferrand, executive director of Nipissing Serenity Hospice. It's really an opportunity for us not only to raise some funds, but also to just advocate for hospices and get the word about end-of-life care out there. Nipissing Serenity Hospice offers 24/7 bilingual palliative care, free of charge. It operates a 10-bed hospice residence for people with a terminal illness who meet admission criteria. The hospice also supports families, before and after death. What we offer really is a holistic approach, Ferrand said. We have a clinical team to provide comfort in a very dignified manner, including pain and symptom management, so that people can live out their final days in a way that isn't painful, where they can just be with their loved ones. We allow them to be just loved ones again, he said. A spouse or a son or daughter doesn't have to be that caregiver. There's no cost to the family. The hospice also provides grief services, including its twice-monthly Serenity Through support group, facilitated by Canadian Shield. But to do that, the hospice needs help from the community. The provincial government funds 60% of its costs budget, the rest comes through the generosity of donors. We need to fundraise close to $800,000 a year, Ferrand said, noting that Nipissing and East Parry Sound districts has consistently thrown their backing behind the hospice. It just shows that our organization is worthy of that public support. A new feature will be added to the hike this year, said Bernadette Lindsay, the hospice's fund development coordinator. In past hikes, we've had people hold up a sign that says, "I hike for their loved one or their family," Lindsay said. But this year, we're going to do bibs so that people can attach them to the back of their shirt when they do the hike. The idea with supplying bibs for the walkers, similar to what marathon runners use to identify themselves and track progress, is that it will spark conversation, Lindsay said. Sometimes people make their own t-shirts and their own team name will be their loved one's name, ideas like that, she said. There will also be an anniversary cake at the hike end with a barbecue, a small gesture of appreciation for a decade's worth of community support. To those who might hesitate to give, especially during uncertain financial times, Lindsay had a simple message. Small gifts make a big difference. A $20 donation will buy toiletries for the family. $80 a day is how much it costs for us to feed a resident, and that is not funded. We need donations for that, gloves, masks, bedding, cleaning supplies, all these things are very essential to how we serve people. Ferrand said some people might be feeling their own economic pinch or wonder if a small gift makes a difference. He has his answer ready. If you look at a $20 donation or someone saying, "I'm just one person, it's not enough," the response to that is always, "Collectively, it's so important." All of those donations add up. He also encourages people to reach out directly. If they don't understand hospice, come in and see us. We can, at any time, accommodate a tour for someone, have a chat. Our team is always happy to do that. There are also other ways to help, Lindsay said. We're always looking for volunteers. We're a very small staff, and we rely heavily on volunteers who offer amazing help. People work in our kitchen, in the gardens, we have wonderful people who sit bedside with families and the residents. She pointed readers to the hospice website, which includes a wish list of practical donation items. Things like coffee and tea or flour, canned goods, there's a ton of things. Volunteers are also needed to help run the hike. Volunteers are needed on the route, helping with parking, working the barbecue. There are different ways that people can help out, she said. Especially by joining up, Ferrand added. Find out more about Hike for Hospice online here.